Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Good evening and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and I have on the phone with me a very special guest, Lady Caroline de Vertenez.
Bonjour, Monsieur Allen. It is very nice to speak with you. It is Vernet, though. My name.
I'm sorry, you sound different than you did in the episode.
Yes, well, I'm afraid that I have come down with a cold, and have lost my voice.
You've lost your voice? That is quite a coincidence. I've lost my voice as well.
Well, lust is a vice, suppose. But I have lost my voice. From a cold.
No, I meant. Grr, I hate this stupid computer. Anyway, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for agreeing to speak with us.
The pleasure is mine.
So, I understand that you've been the victim of a crime recently. Can you tell us a bit about it?
But... Monsieur, if you are joking about the serious crime against my family...
No. Please, madam, I meant no office. It's this terrible computer thing. It takes all my works and mistakes them. I meant, tell us a bit about it. A bit, if you will.
Yes, well... I understand. I have to use a very similar device. It was a double crime, really. My lying, thieving nephew-in-law paid us a visit with his cousin. I am no longer sure if it was really his cousin. But this impostor violated our person and stole a valuable possession of ours.
What was stolen?
My dignity. And my brooch.
You were breached?
In a manner of speaking, the husband, Lord Divernay, inherited a lovely brooch from his late sister, rest her soul. This horrible man took it from us.
Oh, a brooch, I see. So, you know who stole the brooch? Not much of a mystery, then.
Well, the husband's nephew claims to know him. I do not know who he is, or where he is. And I still do not have my brooch.
Have the local police been any help?
Oh, we cannot go to the police.
But why? The police are there to help people.
You understand. My nephew was caught up in this game. He accidentally became shot by my husband. On Residan, where we were vacationing, fairies are endangered. As this silly boy is one, it would be very bad if the Arsorita is found out.
Wait. You shot your nephew?
I did not. He helped to steal from us, and brought this filthy boy into our house to violate me. Monsieur de Vernet chased him, shooting to scare him, and, well...
So, your husband accidentally shot your nephew, trying to wear him.
To scare him. We...
Scare him. Yes. All right. Well, I suppose that doesn't sound too illegal, so I think it's all right. Anyway, I understand you wanted to make an announcement about a reward?
Yes, indeed. Anyone who can tell us anything about the location of this young man who stole from us would be very helpful. You would be welcome to our vacation house on Residan for a month, as well as $5,000, or the equivalent in your country or world. Anyone who can bring this man to us, dead or alive, may have our vacation house and staff permanently.
You do your financing in American dollars?
I just assumed your listeners would mostly be American. They would want American money, yes. We have access to many banks on many planets, Monsieur Allen. Any currency will not be a problem.
That makes sense. So, wait, hang on, you want him to be killed?
It would not be favorable, but if someone had to detain him in this manner, I would still want him brought to me.
Are you sure? Because it sounds as though you're offering a reward for killing him.
Just for his body.
You only want his body killed?
I'm offering a reward for his body. What happens to it on the way here, well, is not really up to me.
But if they bring him back dead, and he does not have the brooch, you might never get it back.
I am not really interested in the brooch, Monsieur Allen. It was pretty, yes, but I have many jewels. It is the principle of Z matter. Z boy must be punished. I do not intend to do him physical harm, but he must be taught the error of his ways.
But, this whole thing was started because you said it was a valuable Harry Lou. You said it was important to you.
A valuable, what? Are you mocking my husband?
What? No, I didn't mean to say your husband was. No, that's not what I meant. I meant that if it's not important to get the jewel back, why not let the boy grope? Go. Why not let the boy go, I mean?
Monsieur, I do not like your implications at all. It is very important that Z's boy learn proper manners toward his elders and relatives. And besides, perhaps there is some value to Z's silly jewel after all right. Please bring me Z boy alive, if you would like Z housed yourself.
Thank you.
You have Z boy.
What? No.
Then why do you thank me? Z house is not yours.
Okay, fine. So, what can you tell us about this man, to give our listeners a bit of a head start? So far, there isn't much to go on. What did the man look like? What did he sound like? What color was his hair?
His hair was clear, just like anyone else's. He was of medium height, and blonde. He had a nice set of muscles, if you ask me. I was quite surprised, when I awoke to him in my bedroom, as he gave me the impressions that he was, well, a fairy, if you catch my drift. I still joke that he was climbing over me to get to my husband.
So, he was a homosexual?
I am fairly certain. We French are decent spotting these things.
But you implied that he violated you?
As I said, I awoke to find his hand on my bosom. But you never know. Perhaps he was curious about women, or he truly was just trying to get to my husband.
Very interesting. All right, well, if anyone listening to this had any information as to the identity or the whereabouts of this man, they can contract us through Emily and we will forest it to Leighton Vertinez.
Yes. We... Thank you very much.
Okay, Wall, it was a pleasure having you on me shot, Lady Carloyne.
Caroline. And it was a pleasure being on your shot, Monsieur Allen. Thank you.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you again, and this has been another Frank Allen interview. I'm Frank Alien. Good night.